Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm very excited about having our good buddy Jeffrey Zabar back on the show. Jeff is the chief home officer. He's the author of many books on micropreneuring, and he is the 2001 Small Business Journalist of the Year. That was a national honor bestowed upon him by the SBA. And as you heard me say before, folks, no chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show. Only the best for my audience. Jeffrey Zabar, welcome back to the show.
Always great to be with you, Jim. Much appreciated.
It's good to have you back. Hey, Jeff, you know, Google has this preamble to their mission statement. I'm not sure where it shows up. But one of their watchwords when they began their company was do no evil.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that they meant that, and I believe that they probably still mean that. But when you get to be an 800-pound gorilla, or let's say an 800-pound bull, you know, and all of a sudden you realize that you've kind of become this 800-pound gorilla inside of a china shop. You didn't walk into the china shop. It's kind of grown up around you. Every time you move, every time you twitch, you do something that affects somebody else. And they do that with their algorithms, which are the things that they use to aggregate search results for people that the things that we love so much. But it also, those algorithms are very, very powerful. How they adjust them and twitch them and all that kind of stuff to do whatever they want to do. I mean, they are the 800-pound gorilla or bull, whatever you want to say. And those algorithms are very powerful, and you've been keeping up with some of the things they've been doing with those algorithms.
Yeah, what's interesting is, you know, it's whenever you work with a website, say you run a small business, and you may not know a lot about search, but you get these experts who come along, these quote experts who come along and say, I'm going to work on your search engine optimization, your SEO, or I'm going to work on your search engine marketing, your SEM. And we're going to make Google find you. Essentially what they're saying is they're going to use the right words and phrases and combinations thereof on your website and hidden in your website so that when people search, when they type in keywords, say they want to find a small business expert or they want to find a plumber or they want to find a contractor or they want to find whatever in whatever area, that Google runs its algorithms, take that information that the search person puts in, you know, that the person who is searching out there, the consumer puts in, and it turns up your result. Now, you may be on page 20 or you may be on the top of page 1, which is always the gold standard to be on the top of page 1,
right,
or somewhere at least on page 1. But a lot of people have what they, you know, they've gamed the system. A lot of people outside have. So they've said, whatever it takes to get me recognized is what I'm going to do. So,
which winds up often including abusing their audience.
Which winds up including abusing their audience.
There was abusing meaning making people who use what they have jump through hoops and do a lot of things that they really shouldn't have to do. Anyway, go ahead.
They just make it very, very, at best, challenging, at worst, demoralizing and demeaning. So,
their website is set up all about them, not about their users.
Well, the website's set up let's say it's an e-commerce site. So the website is set up for either e-commerce or to drive traffic. But the owner of the site, the owner of the business knows that whatever I can do to get my name on the internet, you know, essentially what it is the more traffic you can drive to your site and the more references you can drive to the site, the better your search results will be. So, for example, if you can make more mentions of your site in a comment area, then Google sees that as more traffic to your site and more awareness. It raises the ranking of your site. So there are retailers. There's one retailer who was highlighted in the New York Times yesterday. I won't mention his name except that he sells glasses and contact lenses, you know, prescription glasses and contact lenses and the like. And he started, he gamed the system by berating his customers. If his customer had a problem, wanted to return something, had a question, they didn't like a product, and just a genuine, I'm concerned about this or that, He would berate them. He would post comments about them. He would just really be mean and mean-spirited, but knowing that it was going to raise his ranking in Google, so others would come.
Why would that raise his rankings? Because people would send it around?
Well, because it would just the people would comment. He would comment about it. Buzz would get out there, and ultimately the awareness of the site, the Google algorithm, would just really track the awareness,
right?
As opposed to saying, you know, defining positive from negative awareness.
So his site with all of his marketing information would be way up on the Google ranking, and any negative stuff would be down below that you probably would never see.
Right, right. So what we found is also people may post comments to ranking sites, you know, whether it's an Angie's List, although I don't know if that's one that was included, or any of the sites that sort of are customer review sites, and say, you know, Bob's Glasses stinks. Well, Bob's Glasses just got mentioned. And so in an algorithm, that raises it higher. Google said, wrong. That's not going to cut it. And I think the real message here, the real message here is not necessarily that you know that don't do it. Don't be mean online in order to try and drive traffic. I mean, to someone like you or me or most of your listeners, I would hope, you know, the gold standard is always to be as helpful as you can.
I don't even understand what kind of a warped person would even think of this strategy to demean customers, to be hateful to customers just to get the. I mean, that's there's something. You know, that person has issues.
Right, right. And
good for Google for using their – now, this is a good example, in my opinion, of Google following up on their promise to do no evil and apparently not to let anybody else do evil.
Right, right. You know, I think that you have to be and that the lesson there is about Google. The lesson there is about any site, service, or company – who can, I don't want to say controls, but has an influence on the marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
And so if people are coming to you, you know, it's whether it's Google, whether it's Walmart, any type of company out there where, you know, you have a potential to have an influence, and those who use you, you know, it's like a customer review site. You know, they're being gamed along in the process because people are slamming this guy to his benefit. It's almost like strip him out of there completely.
But eventually, you got to think that if there's enough of this, people are going to say, "Wait a minute, this guy is not only is he not doing a good job, but he fusses at his customers."
Absolutely.
Eventually, that's my point. This is a bizarre way to do business. But good for Google to take handle of that, folks. This is just another lesson of how the traffic cops of the internet work, and Google is the big one. They're the police commissioner. A lot of times of the internet. Going to take a quick break right back after these messages with Jeff Sabar. More really good stuff. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.